KJAN Sports.
Time for a look at sports. Good morning, I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In high school wrestling, the state championships finished up on Saturday with a whole lot of wrestling action. Early in the day on Saturday, they had the consolation finals, and in the finals in the consolation bracket, among those in Class 3A who placed, Ben Schwery of Lewis Central placing fourth at 170 pounds. Austin Lear of the Titans was eighth at 195 pounds. Also in Class 2A at 106 pounds, Darian Schwenke of Atlantic placing eighth. Jared Eischeid of Kemper Catholic placed seventh. Blake Luna of Clarinda placed eighth at 120 pounds. Also, Walker Marshall of Missouri Valley was fifth at 132. At 145 pounds, Juwan Parrish of Creston placing fifth. Also, Derek Stork of Atlantic had a seventh place finish at 160 pounds. Also at 220, Cass Whitel of Kemper Catholic placing sixth, and at 285, Austin Conrad of Atlantic took home a sixth-place medal for the Trojans. At Class 1A on Saturday, at 106 pounds, Taylor Curtis of Underwood placing third. Also, Ethan Rainick of Logan Magnolia was eighth at 113. At 120 pounds, Andrew Fouch of Underwood placing third. At 126 pounds, Blair Kirkhoff of Audubon took home an eighth-place medal. At 145, Mike Novotny of Underwood placing 8th. Also at 160 pounds, Drake Fanslau of Underwood placing 3rd and Gavin Schaefer of Woodbine placing 6th. At 170, Corey Schmelzer of Corning placing 5th, while Jake Lewis of St. Albert placed 6th. Also a 5th place finish for Mackenzie Hausman of Riverside at 182 pounds. At 195, Chris Bridgeford of Logan Magnolia took home a 7th place medal. At 220, Logan Melby of Logan Magnolia took home a 5th place award. Evan Schnack of Underwood placing 8th. At 285, Dylan Sewer of Guthrie Center grabbed the 6th place medal, while Nick Fett of Audubon took home the 8th place medal in Saturday wrestling. Also Saturday night in the finals in Class 3A, Zeb Wall of Lewis Central out-wrestled Justin Cothey of Iowa City West 3-2 to win the 160-pound state championship. Zach Renshaw of Lewis Central was pinned by Willie Miklas of Southeast Polk in the 220-pound title match. Also, John Meeks of Des Moines Roosevelt won the 138-pound title with a 9-6 decision over Connor Ryan of Bettendorf. That makes Meeks just the sixth wrestler in Iowa history to end his career undefeated with four state championships. Also in Class 2A, Jake Marlin of Creston won his third straight state title with a 10-2 major decision over Logan Thompson of Union at 138 pounds. Marlin will have a chance to win four state championships in his senior season next year. At 182, Seth Esaias of Red Oak pinned Garrett Smith in overtime to grab the championship. Also 195, Keaton Hewlett of Creston finishing second, losing a 3-2 decision to Adam Reth of West Delaware in the championship match. Colin Bevins of Creston pinned Logan Hopp of New Hampton at 250 of the match to win the 285-pound title. Also in Class 1A, Lauren Williams of Tri-Center won his second state championship with a 5-3 decision over Tate Simpson of Lisbon at 152 pounds, and Marco Naughton of St. Albert won an 11-2 major decision over Brandon McCracken of Applington-Parkersburg to take home the title at 285 pounds. In Saturday's finals in the state championships. Also in the team competition in 1A, Don Bosco won the team title with 95.5 points. Nashua Plainfield runner-up with 90. Also Underwood placing 8th with 58.5. In the Class 2A team standings, the champ Denver Tripola with 126, Davenport Assumption with 119.5, and West Delaware with 119 were 2-3. Creston had 90.5 points to place 4th in that meet. Also in the 1A, in the Class 3A ranks, Bettendorf wins the team title with 170 points. Southeast Polk was second with 156.5 points in the championships. On to basketball and girls high school hoops over the weekend. Saturday, it was Denison beating Sergeant Bluff Luton 53-51. Bishop Heelan Catholic over Carroll 86-39. Glenwood beat Creston 60-34. Winterset over Dallas Center Grimes 56-49. In girls 3A regional semifinals, those winners all advanced to the regional finals this week. Also in Class 4A, Lewis Central goes to the regional final with a 40-17 win over Abraham Lincoln. We have high school basketball tonight for you here on KJAN as boys Class 3A postseason basketball gets underway. Chris and I will be at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium tonight as the Trojans will start their tournament run at home against Red Oak. Atlantic, the top seed in their district, and they will face off against a Red Oak team that they've beaten twice during the regular season. You can catch all the action live tonight here on KJAN. We'll have it for you starting at 6:50 with the broadcast start time. 7 o'clock is tip time at the Atlantic High School Gymnasium. Again, that's boys 3A district semifinal play tonight. Atlantic hosting Red Oak tonight. 7 o'clock, 6:50, the broadcast start time here on KJAN and on the web at KJAN.com. In college men's hoops yesterday, Iowa senior Matt Gayton scored a career-high 30 points, and Iowa beat number 18 Indiana 78-66 on Sunday, snapping the Hoosiers' three-game win streak. Melson Basabi had 13 points for the Hawkeyes, who beat the Hoosiers in Iowa City for the seventh time in the last eight tries. Iowa jumped out to an 11-point halftime lead and pushed it to 52-33 midway through the second half. Indiana closed it to 10, but Gayton's responded with four crucial threes to guide the Hawkeyes to the easy victory. Freshman Cody Zeller had 15 points and 13 rebounds, and Victor Oladipo added 15 points for Indiana, which is now just a game over 500. In the Big Ten, the Hawkeyes improved to 14-13 overall. They're 6-8 in Big Ten conference play with that victory. Elsewhere in top 25 men's college hoops, second-ranked Syracuse turned it up a notch over the final 3 minutes in a close game at Rutgers, ending up with a 74-64 victory. The Orange improved to 27-1 and 14-1 in the Big East, with a two-and-a-half-game lead over Marquette and Notre Dame in the conference race. Elsewhere in the top 25, Seth Curry scored 18 points, and number 5 Duke didn't need another late rally as they cruised to a 75-50 win over Boston College. The Blue Devils pulled into a three-way tie atop the ACC with North Carolina and Florida State. Seventh-ranked Michigan State defeated Purdue 76-62 in West Lafayette to take a one-game lead over Ohio State and Michigan in the Big Ten title chase. Also, number 15, Wisconsin, beat visiting Penn State 65-55, handing the Nittany Lions their 15th straight loss in Madison. In women's college hoops, Iowa State got a crucial three-point bucket by Lauren Mansfield with a minute 41 remaining. A hook shot from Chelsea Poppins at the 102 mark and hit 9 of 10 free-throw attempts late to stave off Oklahoma and climb into the top half of the Big 12 standings, posting a 77-71 win. At victory, the Cyclones 7th in their last 9 conference games lifts them now to 16-9 overall and 7-7 in the Big 12, good for 5th place. As Oklahoma falls to 17-9 overall, they're now 9-5 in the league race. Mansfield led Iowa State with a season-high 22 points, in part with 6 three-pointers out of 8 attempts. Her last 3 were some of the biggest of the game. Also, Anna Prinz had 15 points and a team-high 7 rebounds. Hallie Christofferson, 13 points, and Poppins added 12 points and 5 rebounds in just 20 minutes of play because of foul trouble in that contest, as the Cyclones next up will play host to Missouri Tuesday night at Hilton Coliseum. Also in women's basketball news, an assistant coach of the Creighton University women's basketball team has been arrested on suspicion of drunken driving. Bellevue police arrested Carrie Moore early Sunday. Officers had been called to a McDonald's around 2:50 a.m. by employees who'd found Moore asleep in her vehicle. It was sitting in the drive-through lane. Sarpy County authorities say the 26-year-old's blood alcohol level was nearly twice the legal limit. A public phone listing for Moore could not be found, and it's unclear whether she has an attorney. Online court records don't yet list the case. Creighton University officials declined to make any comments. Well, Jeremy Lin is trying to shield his family in Taiwan from Linsanity. Lin requested the media there respect the privacy of his relatives, who he said are being bombarded since his emergence as an NBA star. Lin said he just wanted people to respect the privacy of his relatives in Taiwan, and he thinks hopefully this will get back to everybody because they need to live their lives as well. His grandmother is among his relatives that are still in Taiwan, and even she's becoming well-known after Lin's success in the last 2 weeks. ESPN says it's fired an employee responsible for an offensive headline referring to Knicks sensation Jeremy Lin. That headline on Friday's ESPN mobile website was used for a story about a New York loss in which Lin had 9 turnovers. The headline was an idiom that it contains a word that also can be used as a slur against the Chinese. Lin is the NBA's first American-born player of Chinese or Taiwanese descent. In the NBA yesterday, New York picked up a 104-97 win over Dallas. It was Miami over Orlando, 90-78. Detroit beating Boston, 96-81. Indiana, 108-73 over Charlotte. Cleveland topping Sacramento, 93-92. Milwaukee over New Jersey, 92-85. Minnesota edging Philadelphia, 92-91. Houston over Utah, 101-85. Oklahoma City beat Denver in overtime, 124-118. And Phoenix, a winner over the LA Lakers, 102-90. In the National Hockey League yesterday, Buffalo over Pittsburgh 6-2, Detroit 3-2 over San Jose, Minnesota 2-0 over Boston, Chicago topping St. Louis 3-1, Anaheim shut out Florida 2-0, New Jersey over Montreal 3-1, the Rangers needed overtime to beat Columbus 3-2, Nashville over Dallas 3-2, Winnipeg beat Colorado 5-1, and Vancouver 5-2 over Edmonton. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In racing, Carl Edwards and Greg Biffle have put Roush Fenway Racing on the front row for the Daytona 500. Edwards won the pole for next Sunday's season-opening race with a lap of 194.738 miles per hour in his number 99 Ford. Biffle qualified second with a lap of 194.087. Only the top two starting spots were set in Sunday's qualifying session. The rest of the starting positions are determined through a pair of 150-mile qualifying races that are scheduled for Thursday. Defending race champion Trevor Bayne, who's number 21 Ford, didn't have enough owner points to guarantee a starting position in the season opener, locked up one of the 43 spots during pole qualifying by posting the fastest lap among 14 drivers trying to get into the Great American Race. In golf, Bill Haas calmly sank a 45-foot birdie putt on the second playoff hole to win a three-way playoff at the Northern Trust Open at storied Riviera Country Club in Los Angeles. Both Phil Mickelson and Keegan Bradley rolled in lengthy birdie putts on the 72nd hole to force a playoff with Haas. Haas shot a final round 369 to join Mickelson and Bradley at 7-under for the tourney. This is his fourth career PGA Tour triumph. Kenny Perry brought a 3-stroke lead into the final round of the Champions Tour event in Naples, Florida, and he won by 5 strokes after carding a 2-under 70 that left him at 20-under at the end of the 54-hole tourney. It's last year's Champions Tour Rookie of the Year's second victory on the 50 and over tour. And Adam Wainwright's season-ending elbow injury last February was supposed to ruin the St. Louis Cardinals' season. Now the former 20-game winner is healthy again, ready to rejoin a rotation that was strong enough to win it all without him. That's a major reason why the Cardinals are optimistic at the opening of their first spring training without Albert Pujols, Tony La Russa, and Dave Duncan in a very long time. Even if the 6'7", 230-pound Wainwright throws fewer than 200 innings, the estimate the Cardinals have used in their desire to play it safe with the right-hander, not yet a year removed from elbow reconstruction, they still view it as a major plus. The 30-year-old Wainwright was a workhorse before getting hurt last spring, totaling 266 and a third innings in 2009 and 10. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.